This edition of Tasting Room Radio is presented by Harbor Air, a quintessential West Coast experience. Safe, fast, and fun connections throughout coastal BC. You can find them at harborair.com. Hello, I'm Terry David Mulligan, and this is Tasting Room Radio. Just grabbing my notebook here because this is a rather involved show. And we've been doing it for years and years and years, myself and Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. She publishes lists on her website, winediva.ca, and the lists are all year-enders. And it's just such a great story that I invite her every year to come and join us with the list. So here's how it's going to roll out. Today, December the 17th, gift bottles, a two-parter, and then sparkling wines, a two-parter. These are the best gift bottles and the best sparkling wines. And she is a bubble hound. She loves her bubble, and that list is gold right there. And then Christmas Eve, Dana comes back for the top 100 of 2022, under $20, and 88 points are better. And then New Year's Eve, December the 31st, her top 50 wines of 2022, 91 points or better. And I will ask her what her wine of the year was. She also has a book about her dog, Jace. We're going to talk about that as well. If you're ready, here we go with the first of many conversations with Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. It's Christmas with the Diva on Tasting Room Radio. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mooncursor Wines in Osoyoos. Their tasting room is closed for the season and will reopen in late April 2023. As far as the winter hours are concerned, it's sales only. Please call the winery. And just a heads up, they will be closed December 22nd to January 2nd. Just one last thought. Wasn't this the year you were going to join the wine club at Mooncursor? I thought so. You can find all the details about the winter hours at mooncursor.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. And for, 10 years now, I've been having conversations with Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. And I can't remember the first time, but I was attracted by you, your reputation, and your lists.
Well, we met on a train.
Where?
Going from Vancouver to Whistler.
Oh, the old steam train. Is that where we met?
That's correct, yeah.
Did I take your seat or something?
No, not at all. We were talking, I gave you my business card, and you called me a few days later asking me about a wine.
Okay.
And I feel like it was Sumac Ridge's icon wine, their flagship wine, for some reason. It's a long time ago.
Just for your information, just off the top, because you want to know why we're spending so much time with Dana Van Mulligan. It's because, first of all, she's a wine judge, and she does public appearances. She talks about wine, and bubble in particular. She writes and has written for Vines Magazine, Taste Magazine, Monte Cristo, Vitis Magazine, and just all sorts of articles. And you can find them all at winediva.ca, and for a more serious look at wine, winescores.ca. And we come, once again, Dana, I'll ask you about all the other things in just a second, but we come to that moment where you put out your lists for the year. So I have four lists, and I'm thinking that in order, if it's okay with you, we could do your gift bottles because we're running up to Christmas. We're only a week away from Christmas. Gift bottles 2022. There's 57 in all. We can't do them all. But we're going to follow it up with sparkling wines, bubble. So at the top of the list, number one, Robin Ridge Gamay from the Similkameen Valley. And because of Similkameen is such an organic capital, it's got to be organic. It's got to be gorgeous because it's Gamay.
And yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Gamay. I love the juicy character of it. It's got lovely structure as well. I think Gamay, people sometimes think it's going to be a little bit more like Pinot Noir, and it is to some extent, but it also has a little bit more structure. So Robin Ridge does Gamay, I think, one of the best in the province.
Can Gamay be a star in the Okanagan?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we were doing it a lot more before, and a lot of people have dropped Gamay and they've gone in the Syrah direction.
Yeah.
So this one is $24.99. It's gone up a little bit over the last year, but all wines have gone up over the last year, you'll notice. And it's a wine I just really love over the holidays too, because it goes well with all holiday food.
I've got two wines from Township 7 I'd like to touch on. I went through a great tasting with them. Township 7 Vineyards and Winery, Benchmark Series, the Syrah from the Okanagan Valley, and follow it up with the NBO Okanagan Valley. It's a mix of a blend, Bordeaux blend of Cab Merlot, and NBO being North Bench Oliver.
North Bench Oliver, correct. So the Syrah, first of all, it's $37. Now, this is a wine club exclusive through Township 7, so you do have to be part of their wine club. This is fermented, co-fermented with a little bit of Viognier, which is very classic Rhone Valley in style. It's a very refined wine. It's got beautiful... what we see in BC from Syrah, I think, is very exciting. And it's got that beautiful stamp of BC, as well as some great chocolate and olive tapenade and pepper. It's kind of a little bit of more northern Rhone than southern Rhone, let's say.
Okay. How about the Township 7 NBO Okanagan Valley? It's a blend of Cab Merlot. I've seen it with some Cab Franc in it, but two-thirds of it is Cab. And John Schreiner gave it 93 points.
That's fantastic. It's $44 a bottle. And you are correct, Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot. And it comes from the Blue Terrace Vineyard and North Bench in Oliver, NBO. Spent 24 months in oak, but it's got a lot of depth and weight. But it's also got brightness and this approachability as well, even though it's got a lot of structure, but it's got a very deep concentration to it. It's a really, really profound wine.
What I like about Township 7, they have new owners, of course, but the same team, and how much they believe in their vineyards. They think they have their hands on, and they do, some great vineyards, and if they can just take care of them, the future looks good for Township 7. Taylor Fladgate, as a gift, 20-year-old tawny port from the Douro.
I love this wine. It just, you know, the 10-year-old tawny is great, and I have found, as I get older, I really appreciate tawny more than I used to. I think that oxidization, that nuttiness that you get in it, like figs and warm salted toffee, it's really supple in the mouth. And it's an expensive wine, yes, but it's not one that you sit down and drink the entire bottle unless you're with a group. It is $72.99, but it has been aged 20 years. So this is a wine that really is a wine with history.
Price point $72.99, and it'll be around. You can open it up and not worry about it going sideways on you. It's a beautifully made wine, beautifully made. Right below it, Painted Rock, the Red Icon from Skaha Bench, Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, and you know, we know Painted Rock, Skaha Bench, you know, they were the ones that kind of put it on the map. It's now its own sub GI, and they've been doing amazing things with their wines. They, right from day one, the way they planted their vines and everything. This particular flagship icon wine for them is Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. It is all estate, and it's very youthful still. So this is a wine I would definitely decant if you're going to buy this season and drink this season. But it's got generous fruit. It's got some licorice and tobacco. But you could probably hold this easily for a decade. And it's $79.
Okay. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. This is her Gift Bottles 2022. Listen up. And you can print this list if you go to her website, winediva.ca. And just have it in your pocket. It'll save the day. I am going to jump around a bit, Dana. Something that caught my eye down here. Hold on a second. Oh, Coyle's Gate Stewart Family Reserve Chardonnay, which is because it's so popular and so well made, I think we take it for granted. It's very good.
Yeah, and the 2020 is, to me, it's so beautifully balanced. It has that creamy, kind of buttery, yellow fruit, spice, roasted hazelnuts on it. But it's very elegant, and it's got a great, long, kind of fresh, crisp, citrusy finish, but a nice creaminess all the way around, as you would expect from a Chardonnay with oak contact, and it is $49.
You like your Fumé Blanc?
I do like the Fumé Blanc.
Clos du Soleil. Yeah. Well, I know you love Clos du Soleil.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, you know, especially their white wines. This is a Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blend, which is a classic white Bordeaux blend. So it's partial oak ferment, partial stainless steel, but it's got that great gooseberry, passion fruit, some crushed stone, lime, green apple, great balance, a nice slick texture, and very long finish. $22.
$22. We're gifting here. You can make your own notes, but you can also go to winediva.ca and print up the list. It's right there for you. Spearhead Pinot Noir, Saddle Block, Okanagan Valley, of course. Spearhead, the award-winning Spearhead.
Yeah, and they're doing three Pinot Noirs, and you know, all three of them are fantastic. They're all made exactly the same. They come from three different sites. One's the Golden Retreat Vineyard, one is the Coyote Vineyard, and this one's from the Saddle Block Vineyard. And this one, to me, it's almost a very Syrah-like. For a Pinot Noir, it's quite rich and deep, chocolatey, more spicy, dark berry flavors. And, you know, if you can get all three of them and taste them side by side, it's a great experiment. This one's $35 at the winery.
Here's my friend Michael Mosney, Winemaker's Cut Bohemian Riesling from the South Okanagan, Oliver.
Yeah, the Bohemian line that he's doing, this Riesling is just a very singular Riesling. It's a distinctive kind of leasy tones, grilled lemon. It's not going to be like a Riesling you might have had from before, like from, let's say, Lake Country or even from Germany. It's got a lot of depth to it. It's got some dried flower, dandelion, apricots. It's got amazing concentration. But this, to me, is a very, very interesting wine. And $24 a bottle, I would grab a few of them.
Just down page, Dina, just to give you a heads up, you have four Italians back to back. They're all basically Chianti Classico, starting with the Carpinetto.
Yes. So the Carpinetto is the Gran Selezione. This is a 2015 vintage. The Gran Selezione is the highest level of Chianti Classico wines. And Chianti Classico, to me, are really underpriced for what you get if you compare them to other great, great parts of the world where they're selling wine and making wine.
Yep.
It's very intense and earthy. It's got Italian herbs and prune, strawberry. It does have some maturity to it because it's a 2015, but it's got lots of power and freshness still. And a beautiful bottle is $75.
Followed by Zingarelli.
Yeah, so the Rocco della Mazzi, which is the Reserva, and this is the 2017 vintage. Really, for $30, this wine, to me, shows great classic Chianti statement to it. It's got a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot mixed in, though, with it, which makes it a little bit more interesting. It's got some strawberry, rose petal, and kind of some balsamic aromas. It's an elegant wine and really a great gift idea.
There's a Mazze, there's a Mazze Serlapo, and the Ricasoli. The Ricasoli is a Chianti Classico Gran Selezione from Tuscany, $75. There's a great bottle of wine, and I just want to give them a mention because right below it is Hester Creek Semillon, Golden Mile Bench, and below Hester Creek is Bartier Brothers Grenache Syrah Mouvedre. Now those guys are almost side by each, and of course Michael Bartier makes a wonderful Semillon, but this Hester Creek Semillon is quite different, and I really like it. And then if you would touch on the Grenache Syrah Mouvedre.
Yeah, it's so the Hester Creek Semillon is Golden Mile fruit entirely. It's $21.99. And it comes from vines that were planted in about 1997, 98. So it does have some age. It's got a very racy nose, some honeysuckle, lime, melon, banana. It's got a lovely concentration on the palate, but still a nice crisp finish. And then the Bartier Brothers, the Grenache Syrah Mouvedre, is $44.99. And it's a seamless wine. It's got raspberries and cherry Twizzler, to me, which really shows that Grenache character. And then the Mouvedre is coming up with the black chocolate and the Turkish coffee and just giving that backbone and structure. It's got beautiful balance, and it's a very cohesive wine.
I think we'll get one more in this selection here. Gold Hill. I'm keeping an eye on Gold Hill for a number of reasons. A, they have a lot of fruit, like a lot of fruit, big acreage. And Valeria Tate is the winemaker. We know her from, well, a number of, Bench 1775, the last one. But she's just a fine winemaker. And she's hooked up with them because, again, they got a lot of juice. And in this case, it's a Syrah. What's the price point? Do we know?
This one is $42.99.
Okay.
And this is aged 18 months in French oak. It's got a lot more of those kind of savory flavors and aromas, smoked meat. There's some tobacco, pepper, espresso, along with some plummy flavors and purple berries. But it's plush and it's got a very wonderful expression of a BC Syrah.
I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but there's also another one just below, Terra Lab by Gold Hill. It's the winemaker series at Tempranillo. Again, Valerie Tate.
So this is a new label for them. Terre Lab is basically a brand new label. It's actually very well done. It's got some great information on the label if you're into that kind of stuff. There's, little harvest dates, clone types, block numbers, elevation, where the grapes are grown. But if you really just don't care about that and you want to know the flavor, it's a Tempranillo, which is classic to Rioja, and it's got just a wallop of sweet vanilla, cherry, kind of licorice, purple flowers. And to me, it's got this savoriness that's great for food pairing.
All right, grab a glass of water. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. She is Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva. We're going over her four wine lists. Right now, we're in the middle of gift bottles on this December the 17th. This is the last, and for the last week, just the lead up to the holidays or whatever, however you celebrate it, these are bottles that you can count on. The wine has been thought about. It's been consumed, spat, written about, and ready to go. All you have to do is go to winediva.ca and just look up the wine list and print them. Print them, little printer ink. That's all, just a little bit. We'll be right back with part two of Gift Bottles right after this. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor Wines in Osoyoos. Their tasting room is closed for the season and will reopen in late April 2023. As far as the winter hours are concerned, it's sales only. Please call the winery. And just a heads up, they will be closed December 22nd to January 2nd. Just one last thought. Wasn't this the year you were going to join the wine club at Moon Cursor? I thought so. You can find all the details about the winter hours at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. The holiday features are happening at Jason Parks Customs. They have their JPC Advent Calendar with wine, cider, beer, spirit, and fizz all in one box. Screaming Frenzies are ready for the season. 2021 Chardonnay, 2019 Pinot Noir, and the 2019 Syrah. Great news from Jason Parks Customs. Two events for you. Friday, December 23rd, Todd Kearns returns to the Broken Hearts Club. And New Year's Eve, it's a Gatsby New Year's Eve party at Crown and Thieves. All the details at jasonparkscustoms.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva, has rejoined us on air here. She needs her mouth to spit and taste, not to talk to me. So, but these wine lists allow me to ask her about gift bottles, for example. Part two, 57 in total. You can follow along if you wish at winediva.ca. We left you in the Okanagan, Dana.
Yes.
How about Stag's Hollow Pinot Noir, the Shuttleworth Creek Vineyard? I like the fact that everybody's naming their vineyards now, actually identifying the vineyards and where things are coming from. Somebody I talked to not too long ago in the last month, it's Meyer family. Jack Meyer is actually naming the forest where the barrels came from.
That's interesting,
I
to
know.
name them from where the wood comes from.
Exactly, yes. And the forest that the wood came from for the barrels. He's getting specific. So the Stag's Hollow Pinot Noir, Shuttleworth Creek, what do you think?
Stag's Hollow Pinot Noir, Shuttleworth Creek Vineyard in Okanagan Falls, which is the sub-GI of Okanagan Falls. And Stag's Hollow celebrated 25 years in 2020. So they've been around for a bit. So this is a very classic Pinot Noir. It has bergamot, tea leaf, forest floor, some violets and red berry aromas. And it's just an expressive, joyous kind of profile to it. And a lovely spice finish. This is a beautiful wine, a beautiful expression of Pinot Noir for in my opinion.
What's the price point?
$30.
$30. Clos du Soleil, the winemaker series, Middle Bench Vineyard, Pinot Blanc, Similkameen Valley.
Yeah, once again, I find that Clos du Soleil, their white wines especially, really for me shine. This Pinot Blanc is, just give me a second. Clos du Soleil Winemaker Series Middle Bench Pinot Blanc. long been one of my favorite Pinot Blancs in BC. We've talked about this vintage after vintage when we do this. It's $24.90, and it has like grapefruit, melon, really crisp green pear aromas. It's very mouth-watering, delicious Pinot Blanc. Yeah, and it's as you would expect, you're from the South Okanagan, where things get very ripe, and even their white wines like this are they're potent. And Viognier on its own is tends to be a potent variety, depending on how it's treated in the vineyard. And this one is always one of my favorites. Peaches and orange creamsicle. It's got some lime and some ginger and banana. Just a beautiful wine with a slick kind of texture to the palate and really great racy acidity as well. $23.99.
She is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, and we're going over her gift bottles 2022 list that's on her website, winediva.ca. There's 57 in total. You can print it off. It's easy to carry. You can use it as a reference. And over the next week until Christmas morning or Christmas dinner, you have an opportunity to gift somebody or someone, even yourself, because these have been found to be perfectly gift-worthy and in many cases very affordable, but beautiful wines. Lunescence Winery and Vineyard Estate. They're the Riesling, and right beside it, the Blanc Noir.
Yeah, this is the third vintage in a row of this estate Summerland Riesling. Outstanding wine. Very kind of mountain stream, fresh aromas, lime, crunchy green apples. It's got a very pristine palate, and it's just a statuesque wine. For a white wine, it's got a lot of power, just simply excellent, and it's $24. We have another Lunescence, which is the Blanc Noir, $26.99, and it is a blend of Syrah and Merlot. Just got a touch of color to it, so it's definitely a rosé. It's that pearlescent kind of pink apple blossoms and some bitter orange, mouth-watering finish. Outstanding holiday wine for sure.
Here's a surprising thing. I'll go into some cold wine stores, right? And you look in the and you're not going to drink anything that's behind that glass, except if you find the Bellingham, the Bernard series, Old Vine, Chenin Blanc. It's just a blessing. Go, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's $27 and it's wonderful.
Yeah, this is a wine that's been on shelves in BC for
Long
years
time.
and years.
Long time.
Yeah, and it has for Chenin Blanc, if you've had really crisp, fresh, unoaked Sauvignon Blanc or Chenin Blanc, I'm sorry, you will. This one's very different. It does have that oak on it, contact on it. It's got a real richness to the palate. It's got spice and it's got some chamomile and pineapple and quite a creamy weight and texture, but it is a favorite for sure. And it's $27.
Dana Umani from Dalba in Italy. This is one of your. I remember you telling me about this many, many, many years ago. Tell us about that wine.
It's the Umani Ronchi. It is a Lacrima di Moro. So Lacrima is the grape variety, and it's grown in the Marche region of Italy. And if you've ever had a Lacrima before, it's a highly, highly perfumed wine. It tends to have a lot of floral and kind of purple fruit aromas. And this one's exactly as you'd expect: violets and rose petals, raspberries, cherries and licorice. And this wine, at to me, $21
Yes,
is an
yes.
absolute find, and it's
Yep.
something you can give to somebody that they probably have never had before.
Vinicobos, they're Malbec.
Yeah, this is the Fellino, and you've probably seen this. It's a nice, clean, crisp label. It is $24.99. This is the 2020 vintage. It's got some smoky, sweet kind of aromas, purple berries, paprika, bay leaf. So those savory undertones, which to me make it great for things like a classic barbecue or like really hearty pastas. Just a great expression of Malbec from Mendoza.
It's nice to see Nicholas Catena's name pop up there, that Malbec from Mendoza as well. I like that. Congratulations to him and you for liking that one. We'll go through a speed round just to get through this list. It's
Yep.
going to go like this. We're going to start at Burring Owl, all right?
Okay.
Burring Owl Estate Winery, they're Cab Franc. Everything else that they make is glorious. This Cab Franc is going to be special.
Yeah, I mean, Burring Owl has remained very, very consistent over their history, and they've got a warm site And so their wines are always quite powerful. And this one's got some wild red berries, some floral, some sage and thyme and pepper. And it's got a very nice freshness with almost like a bitter chocolate finish to it. And it's $36.
Phantom Creek Estates, the Becker Vineyard, cuvée number 27.
This one is, well, Phantom Creek, if you haven't heard of Phantom Creek, Chinese-born, Richmond-based businessman Richter Bai put $100 million into this project and has brought together some of the most notable people in the industry and in the world to work on it. And the Becker cuvée is Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Carmenere, Syrah, and a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Wow.
Quite earthy, a lot of toasted spice, black plum, Turkish coffee. It's quite grippy on the palate. And that's what you'll find with most of the Phantom Creek. They're quite powerful wines. But as Mark Beringer, who's taken over winemaking, continues on, you're going to see a little bit more elegance coming into the wines going forward. And this one is $60.
What does Mr. Bai want for this wine?
This one is $60.
Thank you so much. Rust Wine Co., Lazy River, Syrah, Lazy River Vineyard in the Similkameen Valley. I'm loving what they've done with Rust Wine Co. and their vineyards.
So they're located on Golden Mile Drive,
Sure.
and they make four single vineyard Syrahs, and they're each from
I
a
know.
different site,
Yes.
obviously. They've all been treated the same, aged the same, and what they've done is they've color-coded wax top and label
Yes.
matched the sites.
Yep.
So this particular one is one of only four, and this one comes from the Similkameen Valley. And to me, of the four, this is the most harmonious one. It's got the sweet fruit, yet a powerful character. It's very woven, and it's very satisfied. And it's got some fine white pepper underneath it. And the price on this one is $44.
What color's the top?
This is baby blue.
Baby blue. Okay, Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. This is her Gift Bottles 2022. Listen up. And you can print this list if you go to her website, winediva.ca. Liquidity Estate, dividend.
This is the 29 vintage of the Dividend. It's $35 a bottle. And they're located in Okanagan Falls. This particular blend is Cabernet Franc Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's all from their estate, Okanagan Falls Vineyards. And it's got this plum pudding, chocolate licorice, brambleberry, dried roses, and pencil shaving kind of character, and a generous palate. And with lovely balance.
Okay, quickly we'll go Peak Cellars, Broken Granite, the Gewurztraminer.
Yes, the Broken Granite Gewurztraminer is the 2020 vintage. It's $30 a bottle, and it is basically a nod to the more restrained Alsatian versions.
Yeah.
And it has like jasmine flowers, some vague spice, lovely weight though, and mouth-watering acidity. It's very elegant, and it's not one of these flamboyant styles of Gewurztraminer. It's definitely got more restraint, and if you're looking for that style, this is the perfect bottle.
I like Kitsch wines. I like them. I like the way they sell their wines or present themselves for selling. The 5-barrel Pinot Noir.
so the Kitsch Wines 5-barrel Pinot Noir is a kind of class. It's got some classic of those forest floor, some kind of beet greens, raspberry, cedar, and violets. And to me, this one, it's got a very sweet and silky entry, but it still needs some time. You could definitely set this one down for a couple of years or just decant it before drinking it. And it's $69.
And finally, of the Wine Diva gift bottles list of 2022, Kullmann, a family winery, the Unicus Gruner Veltliner.
Yeah, I had to put this one in because it's a Gruner Veltliner, and it's such a rarity outside of Austria, and it is the Okanagan's first, and it really does tend toward a racy character, delicate floral kind of characters. This one has grapefruit bitters, kind of melon, a little bit of toasted charred pine aromas. It's very singular. It's very unique, but also very complex wine, and it is $30.
I like Kullmann. I like them a lot. And obviously, so do wine fans. So now, Dana, there's your gift ideas in one list if you go to winediva.ca. You'll see all of her wine lists, and you can print them up. It's easy. She's made it easy for you. Just click on that link. Now, when we come back, can we talk about your sparkling wines? Because I know you love your bubble.
We absolutely can.
Okay. We'll be right back with the sparkling wine list right after this. She's Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. I'm Terry David Mulligan. I have no relation. And this is Tasting Room Radio. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. The holiday features are happening at Jason Parks Customs. They have their JPC Advent calendar with wine, cider, beer, spirit, and fizz all in one box. Screaming Frenzies are ready for the season. 2021 Chardonnay, 2019 Pinot Noir, and the 2019 Syrah. Great news from Jason Parks Customs. Two events for you. Friday, December 23rd. Todd Kearns returns to the Broken Hearts Club. And New Year's Eve, it's a Gatsby New Year's Eve party at Crown and Thieves. All the details at jasonparkscustoms.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. It's party season at Unsworth. If you are organizing a holiday party for your family, your friends, or your office, think Unsworth Restaurant for a relaxed farm-to-table experience complete with three-course holiday menu and, of course, handcrafted wines. And just a heads up, bookings are filling up quickly, but they still have some lunch and dinner dates available. To see the holiday menu, go to unsworthvineyards.com. It's another Hollywood tradition. It's called The Wine Diva Does Her Lists at the end of the year. We've done your gift wines. We're heading for sparkling wines. What are the other two, Dana?
We'll do the top 100 and the top 50.
Are they all affordable? No, never mind. So you are, one thing we do know about you, I know about you, and I'm sure the wine world does, is that you love your sparkling wines. Is it the sparkle? Is it the wine? Is it the experience? What is it?
That's a really good question. I don't know. Maybe there's something a little bit festive in them. And, you know, you, at any point of the year or the day, you can open one up and you just feel a little bit happier.
And if you actually put a topper on it correctly and get it back in the fridge, it you can take it out and have breakfast with it. It's the good ones, of course.
Oh, they absolutely. Once if you open that sparkling wine bottle and you put a proper clasp on it, closure, you can keep it easily for a week in your fridge. You don't have to worry about that.
Now, I will ask you this. There's 28 bottles here, mentions, but you've tasted more than 28 in the course of the year. What is it about these wines that made the list?
Well, these are wines that I think all, you know, deserve to be here. There's a real mix. Like, there's some that are more like a Prosecco, they're quite simple and straightforward. They might be a first for that winery. And there's others that are a lot more complex. And also, it's a range of having them from different parts of the world.
And is BC, is it my imagination, or is BC going through a bubble renaissance? Are we seeing far more sparkling wines this year?
Oh, far more. And I think not just very basic versions. People are starting to spend the time and doing the traditional method style and aging them for, you know, years. And we're just starting to see them coming out now.
Okay. House like Fitzpatrick, for example, who was on the list, they've totally committed to bottle, totally went straight to it and said, this is where we're going to live. This is where we're going to work out from here. It shows itself. It's really good. Let's start at the top of your list with Noble Ridge Vineyard and Winery, the pink one. I was drinking the one over the weekend, but the pink one, I drank first because it's so good.
And of the two of them, I think the one is very good. The pink one, generally I would go more for the Blanc de Blanc myself, but the pink one, this one is to me quite outstanding. It is made from Pinot Noir and it was aged for 29 months on lees. And it's got this salmony pink color. It's got wild berry, tangerine, peachy notes, and a lot of purity on the palate and loads of complexity. A nice fine bubble. It's a very champagne-like sparkling wine.
Now, speaking of bubble, Blue Mountain just kind of carry the flag for BC. They really do. They do consistently great bubble. This is the Gold Label Brut you've mentioned.
And when people come to BC for the first time, and maybe, you know, they've winemakers and people like that, and you give them the Blue Mountain Brut, they are always blown away by the precision and the acidity in these wines. Like, they are serious, serious sparkling wines. And this particular one is the Gold Label. This year is now only Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. They used to throw a little bit of Pinot Gris in it forever before this. So that was a change for me. Aged for 24 months. It's got those classic kind of yellow apple, a little bit of tart red berries, some crushed stone, very precise and racy on the palate with strong mineral undertones here. And it's $28.
And that's the Gold Label Brut. How about the Brut Rosé?
Yeah, the Brut Rosé is a bit more. It's $49 a bottle. $45 a bottle, roughly. And it has a blend of 70% Pinot Noir with 30% Chardonnay. And was aged for 30 months. So it's a longer age, and it has a light pink kind of color to it, some dragon fruit, some yeasty kind of bread dough undertones, and a very, very taut and focused palate. Once again, these are like, these are champagne wines.
Yeah.
You know, far better prices. At, you know, $45 is a great price.
At Garagi's prices. Here's the thing. Although we've already dealt with the gift list, you can't go wrong with a Blue Mountain Gold Label Brut or the Brut Rosé. You can't. They're just handsome bottles. They're gorgeous. You can't imagine what they would look like on a table being presented by you to your host, quote unquote.
Very true.
Now, Township 7, there's three of them there. I'll stand aside and let you have at it.
So Township 7 has basically a whole separate label now, which is called Seven Stars, even though it's made by Township 7. And their goal is to eventually have seven sparkling wines in the entire program. They currently have five. The Equinox is they're made from Pinot Noir from Okanagan Falls. And it is kind of that classic tangy red fruit, some rhubarb, orange peel. And it's a really lively palate, very persistent, very refined, and it's $52. Now, almost all of the Seven Stars wines are wine club exclusives, so if you want them, you do have to join their wine club.
Okay.
So the next one is the Seven Stars Rigel, that is a Riesling base. And it is classic Riesling kind of aromas to it. It's orchard fruits, peach, green apple, very snappy, pretty wine with a very crisp finish at $33. And Vega, which is it's $33 at the winery. And it is made entirely of Viognier. It was aged 12 months. And it's got more of that peach brioche, kind of lemon drops, roasted nut kind of aromas with some peachy finish as well as bread dough.
Oh, man. That's fantastic. Well done, Township 7. Well done, and thank you for doing that. Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. We're doing the sparkling wine list for 2022. We're getting there. The Sperling Spritz, the Patinat, really, it just stopped me. I looked at it, and I thought, this is going to be an experience.
Yeah, so this is a Moscato. Basically, it's a fizzy Moscato. It's not an entire bubbly kind of, but it's made from Pearl of Cassava, which was planted in 1934 on the Sperling estate. So these are old, old vines. And because it has not been fined or filtered, it is a cloudy wine, and it's got chamomile tea, kind of some bruised peach, warm honey. It's dry, and it's got that just a little bit of prickle on the tongue, and the finish is kind of like a sourdough character, and it is $30.
By the way, I did skip over the one Brut from Noble Ridge Vineyard. It's the first bubble that I tasted at Noble Ridge that got my attention, swiveled my head around, said, pay attention to this.
Yeah, and it's I think, the first one that they made. So, you know, that's when they really got into the bubble program. This is a Chardonnay Pinot Noir, and it was 47 months on lees. So it's very complex. It's very taut. It's got some great golden fruit, nutty, lemony kind of characters, and razor sharp acidity.
Yeah.
It is very champagne style as well, and it's $40.
It's incredibly well made. I just love it so much. Actually, all of those bubbles that you've mentioned, they're leading the pack. Moon Cursor, they got into the bubble business. It's called Moonlit.
Yeah, so this is one of those kind of fun, just quaffable, sparkling, made like a. This one's actually carbonated, so it's not even like a Prosecco. It's made from Viognier, and it's got some of that Viognier character, a very fragrant kind of Viognier nose, with a nice little bouncy bubble. It's very fun and straightforward. And if you love Prosecco, you're going to love this one, and it's $27.
There you go. Tell me about the Ballylapierre Reserve Brut Cremant from Bourgogne.
Yeah, so Cremant is traditionally made sparkling wines in France. They call
Sure.
them a Cremant. And this one is a very expressive one. It's very charming, but it's definitely got some sweetness to it. If you're pairing with something a little bit spicier with your meal, this would be great just because of the extra sweetness to it. But it's got a nice kind of floral and honeyed character, and it is $27.99.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. It's party season at Unsworth. If you are organizing a holiday party for your family, your friends, or your office, think Unsworth Restaurant for a relaxed farm-to-table experience, complete with three-course holiday menu, and of course, handcrafted wines. And just a heads up, bookings are filling up quickly, but they still have some lunch and dinner dates available. To see the holiday menu, go to unsworthvineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Here's some important information. The tasting room and wine shop are closed for the season. Wine sales are available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The bistro is closed for the season and reopening spring of 2023. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, has rejoined us on air here. I see a grouping in front of us here for your Sparkling Wine List 2022. Hester Creek and Fitzpatrick. It's like an Oreo. Hester Creek starts and finishes, and in the middle, the filling is Fitzpatrick. If I can get out of the way, do you want to run through those four bubbles for us?
Sure. I'll start with the Hester Creek Old Vine Brut, which is at $35 a bottle.
Yep.
And this is their inaugural release of a sparkling Blanc de Blanc. And it's made entirely from Old Vine Pinot Blanc grapes on their estate vineyard in the Golden Mile. And it was aged for 24 months with very kind of joyful, bubbly, fragrance of wildflowers, some pink grapefruit, just a lot of orchard fruit aromas.
Sure.
It's very pretty, and it's got a very expressive palate and a nice zesty finish. Then they also have the Tiamo, which is at a little bit less at $21.99. This is made in Prosecco
Yeah.
style. It has that kind of floral talcum aromas, some orange peel, and nice crisp tree fruit. It's got kind of a frothy character, and it's very refreshing. So, like I said, if you like Prosecco, that one's going to be a great one for you. Fitzpatrick, they've got the Fitz Brut, which is the $34.99, and this is a Pinot Noir, Pinot Blanc, and Pinot Meunier and Chardonnay
Yeah.
mix, and it is aged for 24 months. Very kind of bread dough, floral, great crisp citrus, nice dry palate, very classic, clean character, $34.99 for that one. And the Blanc de Blanc, which is 100% Chardonnay, and this one's aged 36 months on lees in the bottle. It is another very, if you love Blanc de Blanc, champagne, you're going to love this one. It's got really bold, lemony character, some honey, really underscored by crunchy, crunchy kind of fruit flavors and characters. But it's got beautiful length and purity. and it is $42.50.
I know that some people were confused over the past years when you shifted into your Cava speak, and we had to explain. It's important just to explain that that's basically bubble in Spain. Pear Ventura.
So the Pear Ventura. I don't know why it's called primer, but okay, the Pear Ventura, the Primer Reserva Brut. It's a cava from Spain. Of course, if you see the word cava, it's going to come from Spain. This is about $20 roughly in private wine stores. And it is a very classic blend of the three varieties, Chirello, Macabeo, and Paraleta from Penedès, which is on near Barcelona. And it has kind of yellow plum, kind of preserved melon, and scorched honey notes to it. It's got lovely structure and complexity, and that price point, I think, is wonderful.
Hey, Dana, can I ask you, just ask you about the second one? Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off there. The Chic Barcelona Brut. If you put the name Barcelona on a bottle of Brut, it has to be a food Brut. It has to be a fruit beverage simply because it's such a food town.
Well, I think so. And I think wherever you go in Barcelona, you will find that it is everywhere. I mean, it's ubiquitous to be drinking cava if you're in any tapas bar in Barcelona, for sure. And this one also, the Chic is also made of the three classic varieties, Chirello, Macabeo, and Paraleta. And this one has got a little bit more lime. It's got some chamomile tea, a nice lively mousse to it, and a nice creamy edge with a persistent finish, and it is $28.
And just for the information of those of you who haven't checked your list yet, the Pear Ventura Reserve Brut is $20, and the Barcelona Brut, if you find it, grab it, it's $18. A couple more, and then the dogs are going to go for a walk. Medici, dell'Ambrusco, Frizzante.
Medici Ermite, their Lambrusco, you know, this is not the Lambrusco of the 80s, 70s, whatever. This is a much more complex and mature style of Lambrusco being made by the Medici family, who've been making quality wines like this for more than 100 years. And it's got that rich kind of purple color to it. It's very creamy. It's a lot of purple berries on this. It's very dry, so don't expect it to be sweet just because of the color. But it's got kind of a grapey undertone to it, and it is available for under $20 at $19.99.
Just besides just sipping it and drinking it, what would you pair that with food-wise?
Well, to me, that's it's an excellent wine with pizza, with pastas. It's got the acidity, but it's got a bit more structure. You could actually have it with meats and even richer seafoods. I think it's a really good wine for a broad range of different foods.
And the last sparkling bottle, the Bodega, I'm going to screw this up. I'd love to try it. Il Vino dei Poeti,
yeah.
The Poet's Wine.
The Poet's Wine, Il Vino dei Poeti. Bottega is another one of those ubiquitous wines from around the world. You'll see it everywhere. And this one is a great value at under $20. It is just lightly stained pink, and it's got peach and tangerine, sweet summer berries, a nice little kiss of sweetness on it, but a nice crisp, clean finish as well.
Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. Dana, when we next hear from you and we next talk, it will be the top 50 of 2022 and the top 100 of 2022 under $20. That's it. I mean, that's it. That's what you need. I said, everybody has to have that in their pocket somewhere or their laptop, whatever. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca, winescores.ca. We have one more item to gift here, and it's, I'm going to talk to the author of the book, Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. Tell us about the book.
Well, it's not about wine, believe it or not. It is actually about a dog. It's about my dog. Jace's Journey is the name of the book, and I wrote it over the past year with, you know, not traveling much, being in the wine business. And it's about the rehabilitation of my rescue dog, Jace. I have two dogs, but my elder of the two is a rescue. And he's a dog that has debilitating fears. He's an extremely anxious dog, and I know there's a lot of them out there like that. And the whole book is basically his journey and our time that we've spent rehabilitating him to make him cope in the world and to just become more confident. And so it's a labor of love for sure. And I just think that it's a book that can help so many people with dogs with anxiety and even fear reactivity, because that's a big part of it.
Because the anxiety can also transfer to the from the human to the dog. I mean, it's a partnership, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, I'm not an anxious person. Jace is an extremely anxious dog, so I have to be extra strong for him, and that's just part of our whole journey together.
And I believe Jace is waiting for you.
He is. He's waiting to go out for his midday potty break. He's looking right at me.
How do we get the book? How do we find it?
You can find it on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, 40,000 booksellers around the world.
Get out of here. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is there another book coming?
I might do a follow-up at some point, yeah. And if not, maybe I'll find something else to write about, because I did really enjoy the book writing process. And I'm sure you did as well when you wrote your book.
I did. Why not a book on wine? Oh, say.
Well, maybe someday about my travels in wine and my disasters in wine.
It's been well documented. If you go to winediva.ca, wine scores, it's all there. So you certainly can remember where you went and where you were on certain years at certain times, certain harvests, because it's all been documented. It's kind of good.
It's great. It's really great. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you to the dogs. I'll see you for your other wine lists.
Thank you.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Here's some important information. The Tasting Room and Wine Shop are closed for the season. Wine sales are available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Bistro is closed for the season and reopening spring of 2023. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. This edition of Tasting Room Radio is presented by Harbor Air, a quintessential West Coast experience. Safe, fast, and fun connections throughout coastal BC. You can find them at harborair.com.